Stars shine brightly in a pale blue twilight sky. Beneath the fluffy clouds, a silvery river meanders through wooded hilly countryside into the far distance. Small settlements glittering like precious stones in the fading light dot the landscape. Amid fireworks exploding into the sky, a flag flies on top of the tall steeple of a golden fairy tale castle standing tall on the edge of the placid river. A shooting star forms a circle of stardust around the castle, the logo for Walt Disney Pictures. An anglepoise lamp hops from right to left over the letters R, A, X, I and P, which from left to right spell Pixar. The lamp takes the place of the eye. Over images of outer space, Walt Disney Pictures presents a Pixar Animation Studios film.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby!
There's a layer of waste covering planet Earth, a landscape of slag heaps, wind farms, factory chimneys, and debris.
Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white and a perfume night with the lights as bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's and we'll close the town in a whirl.
In hazy, dazzling sunlight, a cluster of dark, jagged structures tower over the derelict and deserted skyscrapers of a former city. The uneven structures look like tall termite mounds. Seen from above, a tiny dot scurries busily between heaps of debris. The unidentified moving object glides past two crumbling buildings hemmed in by piles of rubbish. What was once a grand urban thoroughfare now looks like a bombsite of brick, stone and tangled metal. The moving object scoops some debris into the front loader of its cube-shaped body with two mechanical arms. It squeezes the contents, opens up again and a neat cube of waste material slides onto the ground. The robot with the word Wally on its front picks up the cube and trundles off. A tiny insect jumps out of an old tin and scampers after it. The robot hoists himself up on his two caterpillar tracks and places the cube into a slot on a huge wall of cubes. He pulls a hubcap out of the neighbouring cube. He looks at it, and then at the bright sunlight. Popping the hubcap into his front loader, he presses the off switch on his radio cassette chest. He attaches a swing bin to his back, then swivels round to the wall of cubes and cups his metallic hand, inviting the tiny bug to come aboard. The insect scoots down the robot's arm, hops through the cassette speaker and onto the robot's scrawny neck. They set off from the top of a jagged skyscraper made of waste cubes. The title appears in square white letters, WALL-E with the E on a red dot, which stands for Waste Allocation Load Lifter, Earth Class. A low yellow and red wall bearing the name By and Large Corporation runs across the front of the city where cars stand abandoned. Wally the robot scuttles alongside a huge By and Large gas sign towards a shuttered-up By and Large bank, passing loudspeakers piping out jingles across the empty streets. Neon-lit By and Large advertising slogans are everywhere. A yellowing newspaper reads, "Too much trash, earth covered. BNL CEO declares global emergency." Wally glides past a poster showing robots like him and the slogan, "Wally working to dig you out." At a transit terminal, he and his bug friend glide alongside a disused train. Underneath the tracks, there are piles of rubbish, among them some no longer functioning robots. Wally trundles along a straight track, his caterpillar chains looking a bit worse for wear. The bug quivers excitedly as Wally comes across another outcrop of debris. He slows down as he comes alongside a defunct robot and sizes up its redundant caterpillar chains. Gliding smoothly, he comes alongside a collection of cranes that from above look like a line of discarded fish carcasses. He moves towards a BNL transit pod. As he goes past, advertising holoscreens pop up.
Too much garbage in your face? There's plenty of space out in space! B&L Starliners leaving each day. We'll clean up the mess while you're away.
At a drive-in, a screen shows smiling young people enjoying life on a starship.
The jewel of the B&L fleet, the Axiom. Spend your five-year cruise in style, waited on 24 hours a day by our fully automated crew, while your captain and autopilot chart a course for non-stop entertainment, fine dining, and with our all-access hover chairs, even Grandma can join the fun. There's no need to walk. The Axiom, putting the star in executive starliner.
Because at B&L, space is the final frontier!
B&L CEO, Shelby Forthright. In the distance, the remains of a collapsed flyover on two remaining cement pylons. At one end, a rusty old Wally rubbish container on caterpillar wheels stands abandoned. Wally trundles up to it, raises himself up and pulls a lever on the outside of the container. A ramp is lowered, flooding the interior with light and revealing storage racks lining the walls, stuffed with toys, skittles, tools, clocks, and much, much more. Wally rides up the ramp and presses a button on a remote control, which switches on a necklace of fairy lights. He carefully hangs up his caterpillar chains side by side and proceeds into the depths of his container home. He flips up an old toaster lever and a videotape pops up. He slots it into a VCR connected to an iPod. He pulls out a hologram TV screen, watches the musical for a second, then removes the waste bin he's been carrying on his back and brings the hubcap out of his cube-shaped middle. Glancing towards the screen, he tips the hubcap like the characters in the film tip their boaters, then slots it into a rack. He opens up the bin and brings out a plastic half-fork, half-spoon and a Rubik's Cube. The cube is immediately found a home, but he dithers as to where the piece of cutlery should go. With the forks or the spoons? Or on its own. He holds up a Zippo lighter and, pressing a button, his racks revolve past him till he finds his lighter collection. On the TV screen, Cornelius and Mrs. Malloy in Hello Dolly hold hands as they sing to each other. Wally stops in his tracks and gazes at them in wonder. His metal flap-like hands switch on his cassette player-like chest, and as the clasped hands are seen in close upon screen, so Wally, his binocular eyes shining, clasps his own metal hands together. The tiny insect with its long thread-like antenna scurries across a mound of debris as Wally emerges at the top of the ramp and shakes out his waste bin. The bug scurries up past him. Wally's round eyes look anxiously up at a black cloud forming in the sky. He switches on his chess player. An alert signal pops up in his viewfinder as the wind gets up. Behind the distant buildings, there's a huge cloud of white smoke. Wally finishes cleaning out his waste bin and quickly activates the ramp button. The insect scampers inside as the ramp closes. Indoors, he unwraps a biscuit, and the insect jumps up and down like a dog waiting to be fed and makes a beeline for its creamy centre. Wally sinks his head into his cube-shaped body, clamps his wheels together, and lowering the cube over the wheels, slots himself into a space in his revolving shelf rack and starts it gently rocking. A child's mobile hangs from the ceiling, and the lights grow dim. A panel shows a sunshine icon under the word solar charge level, and then a flickering red warning signal. The panel is on the front of Wally's chest. Blearily, he tries to focus in his viewfinder. He rolls out of his sleeping case and collides with a shelf rack. Still groggy, he rolls towards his caterpillar chains and tries to put one on as if he were trying to get a foot into a slipper. Outside, the city lies dormant in the bright sunlight and nothing is moving. Wally, on the roof of his home, is soaking up the sun's rays. He shakes himself into action and whizzes down into his home. The insect takes a shortcut through an air duct. Wally picks up his waste bin and plonks it on his rear side. Rolling to the top of the ramp, he heaves a big sigh. He rolls over the bug. The insect jumps up. Wally rolls back and points towards the inside of the container. The bug scurries in, but as Wally sets off, he's right behind. Standing in front of a huge mound of rubbish, Wally shovels a load into his waste crusher. And out pops a new cube. He finds a white bra in the debris and carefully examines its ample cups, finally placing them over his eyes.
Wow!
He tosses the bra into his bin, followed by a rubber duck, a nodding dog, and a bat and ball. In a ring box, he finds a diamond solitaire. He chucks away the ring, being much more interested in the mechanism of the box. His bin quickly fills up while he constructs a new wall. He finds a fire extinguisher. It goes berserk and gets chucked. Seen from above, Wally has built a perfect square-based perimeter wall. Later, he hammers at a metal door and slices through it with a laser beam. The door falls apart and Wally lowers his round eyes towards the ground. Sticking out of the earth, he finds a fresh young shoot bending in the breeze. Carefully, he scoops up the plant with a good handful of earth and carrying it over to his bin, he drops it into an old boot that he's found. The bug scampers undetected back home, ahead of Wally, who sails up the ramp of his container home with his precious cargo. At the top of the ramp, Wally suddenly stops and turns his head 90 degrees. A red spot is reflected in his binocular lenses. The fuzzy red spot is hovering on the slatted ramp. Wally tries to touch it, but it scoots away, whizzing to the top of a nearby mound. Wally offloads his bin and trundles down the ramp towards the glowing red spot. The hazy red something whizzes away. It zigzags in front of Wally and starts to run circles round him. Wally sets off in hot pursuit as it whizzes over and down the disused bit of flyover. Moving at breakneck speed, the thing leads Wally away from the city. And at a distance, a whole chain of red blobs ripple behind them. Other red blobs float down between the city's skyscrapers. With the necklace of red blobs behind him, Wally whizzes onto a plateau and marks out a perfect circle in the dry, stony ground and comes to a stop in front of the now stationary blob. A faint red circle forms around Wally. As he reaches out to touch the dot, the red circle of dots closes in on him. He tries to roll out of the way as a huge red cloud bears down on him, enveloping everything in its path. Red and black clouds seep across the sky. Wally's trembling, binocular-shaped head peeps up from behind some rocks, and as he raises himself up, he bumps his head on something enormous. He wheels himself out from underneath this unknown giant and peers up at a massive rocket-shaped spacecraft with four side prongs. A hatch in the undercarriage of the craft opens up. Wally, looking around him in panic, grabs a rock and tries to jam it on his head like a helmet. A mechanical probe is lowered from the craft, directing a blue beam at the area in front of it. Wally drops the rock from his head and slowly makes his way towards the mechanical probe, which suddenly splits in half. Wally's head almost disappears into his body, but he stands his ground as a white egg-shaped object is ejected from the probe. As another robotic arm clamps itself around the rim of the egg, Wally creeps nearer. The egg is spun round, and a third arm holding an electronic wand keys some numbers into the egg's control panel. The robotic programmer folds itself away. The outer coating of the egg splits open and Wally dives for cover. What he sees now is a sleek white figure with a space helmet-like head, an oval body, two arms but no legs, and two blue spots shining out from its black visor. Wally moans in awe. The blue spots appear to be blinking like eyes as the robot swivels its head. Wally is utterly transfixed. The white space visitor rises commandingly off the ground, shining a blue beam in front of it as it scans the area. A red dot appears on its chest. Wally gasps at the robotic probe shooting back up into the mothercraft and hides behind a rock. As the craft prepares to lift off, Wally is blinded by a hot yellow and red light. Desperately, he tries to dig himself a hollow in the ground. The ground erupts as the craft roars up into the sky, leaving behind another thick black cloud. Wally surfaces, shaking like a leaf. He turns his head 90 degrees and spots the white droid some distance away, shining its light beam at the ground. The droid looks up into the sky at the fast disappearing spacecraft plowing its way into the atmosphere, and it shoots up into the air, twirling round, then dive bombs like a bee. Whizzing around between old derelict buildings, skimming through the air just above Wally's head, wipers swing back and forth across Wally's eyes as he gazes in wonder. The oval droid sails through the air with a vapor trail extending from each of its two fin-like arms as it dances above a deep valley towards a breathtaking escarpment. Wally leaves the safety of his rock and trundles nearer, just as the stranger executes another couple of graceful aerial acrobatic spins. Wally accidentally dislodges a stone. The stranger rounds on him and fires. The bug watches anxiously from the roof of the container as the sky fills with smoke and cordite. Like a gunfighter in a western, the white droid spins its gun arm as it stands facing the hole that it's blown in the rock. Wally is a quivering ragbag of metal. The white stranger continues to probe among the dilapidated city buildings with its piercing blue light. It shines its light on two tall towers and a hologram of Data appears in front of it. Wally looks totally puzzled as the droid floats off down a narrow passageway between two buildings. He hurries after it and finds the stranger shining its blue light over a pile of tires in a huge space full of tire mounds. Wally's bug pops up on one of the tires and chirps to him. Wally vehemently shakes his head. The bug hops down and scurries cheerfully across the ground towards the gun-toting stranger. Wally hides his eyes. The bug crawls out of a smoking crater in the ground and ruffles its wings. The stranger tucks away the laser gun and extends its three-fingered, one-thumbed hand to the bug. The bug scampers up and tickles it. Wally chortles. No! The stranger floats towards him with the gun hand extended. Wally edges open the lid of his box and looks up into the stranger's stern blue eyes. The bug hops into Wally's cupped hand, and Wally extends his hand towards the stranger. The stranger scans him with the blue light, switches it off and floats away. Wally looks relieved, but rather dejected. The visitor from space continues its probe of earthly matter, with Wally following at a safe distance. It floats into an empty store, where a banner reads, "Liquidation Day," and shines its blue light. Glancing over its shoulder, it spots Wally, who panics and crashes into a pile of supermarket trolleys that come flying down a steep set of stairs, careering into a window at the other end. The stranger shakes its head and continues its mission, shining its blue light into every nook and cranny. This is lovely and Suddenly, it loses its beam and with a last swirl floats to the floor, where it stands motionless like a mobile phone without any juice. Wally, scaling the highs and lows of the cluttered space, rolls up towards the mute stranger. And in a world apart,
a world where roses bloom.
He waves a hand in front of its black visor.
And when you speak...
Looking around for inspiration, he picks up a metal washer and starts to cobble something together.
Every day words...
It's morning, and the stranger bleeps into life. In front of it stands a stick figure with a round head housing a pair of blue eyes and a body made out of two waste cubes. The stranger floats past it without stopping. In frustration, Wally kicks a pile of girders, which roll on top of him. The stranger shines its beam on the open bonnet of a truck. It slams it shut. Floating across the deck of a rusty tanker, it's lifted up by a huge magnet. It tries to swing itself loose, but can't. It brings out its laser gun, and firing in all directions, frees itself. But not before it causes all the tankers to burst into flames. It floats to the ground, and with considerable embarrassment, watches the collapsing tankers. Wally appears from the side of a surviving tanker and rolls alongside the unwitting arsonist. They stand side by side watching the blazing inferno. Wally edges nearer and nearer to the unfriendly stranger. He allows himself a discreet cough. The droid spins round and Wally falls on his back.
Directive?
Wally scoops up some debris, squeezes tight, and pops out a waste cube.
Ta-da! Directive? Classified.
The stranger turns away abruptly.
Name?
It shines its beam at him.
Wally.
Eve.
Wally suddenly backs away and looks into the distance. His alert signal flashes as an avalanche of cloud, dust and debris thunders towards them. He tries to warn her, but she just whips out her gun. He disappears into his body cube as the avalanche reaches them. Wally's hand clamps Eve's arm amid the billowing storm, and he leads her up the ramp of his home, the door slamming shut behind them. Eve's blue eyes scan the darkness, and as Wally switches on the fairy lights, she peers around his Aladdin's cave, taking in every one of his treasured possessions.
Eva.
The bug scampers onto its feeding tray and pops its head out of the biscuit. Eve looks across at a big pink fish suspended from the ceiling. She draws her gun. Wally pulls her away, but she aims again. He taps her gun arm, and it slots itself away. He rolls towards her with an egg beater. She has a go, but goes too fast and the blades fly off. She hides the dead whisk. Wally brings her a sheet of bubble wrap. She pops them all and the sheet falls to the floor. He shows her a light bulb and she turns it on. He takes the bulb from her and it stops shining. He hands it back and again it glows. He hands her a Rubik's Cube, then a videotape from the toaster. She immediately starts pulling out the tape. He grabs it back and manages to wind back the tape. He scoots back to the VCR and pops it in, anxiously tapping his fists together. The TV screen bursts into life, showing a dance number from Hello Dolly.
Ooh.
Eve shines her blue probe beam at the screen. Wally rushes off to find his hubcap and holds it in the beam, switching it off. Then he shows Eve how to dance, holding the hubcap like a boater. Eve floats backwards and starts to dance by bouncing on the floor and shaking the entire contents of the container. Wally waves his hand in front of her blue eyes to stop her and shows her how to spin gracefully. Eve spreads out her arms like the blades of a helicopter and starts spinning faster and faster, sending him flying to the roof of the container. Eve stops spinning. She sees him stuck to the ceiling. He drops down and picks himself up. One of his binocular eyes falls out of its socket. Eve floats towards him, but he avoids her, heading unsteadily towards his cluttered shelving unit. He collides with it, then searches the length and breadth of the shelves. He sets the shelves in motion until he finds a spare set of eyes. Pulling out the faulty eye, he replaces it with a new one. He stands before Eve, raising his hands triumphantly, his eye sockets rising up and down, but she just stares. She spots the Zippo lighter, which she flicks open and triggers. She turns away from Wally to study the flame. Wally gazes at her with puppy dog devotion. As Cornelius and Mrs. Molloy reprise their song on the TV screen, Wally looks down at Eve's three-fingered hand and shakily reaches for it. Eve flashes him a look. She glides past him towards the TV, shining her beam of light over the picture.
Eva!
Wally raises a finger to indicate something else that he wants to show her. Her blue eyes blink as she waits for him to fetch whatever it is. As a drum falls on Wally's head, she giggles, then turns back to the TV and flips open the Zippo lighter. Wally taps her on the shoulder and holds up the little green shoot. She scans it with her blue beam. The plant is magnified in her viewfinder as something to be stored. She drops the lighter as she scans the plant. Her chest cavity opens, and she ingests the plant in a force field. She shuts down, sinks to the floor, and all the lights go out. A green leaf symbol on Eve's outer coating pulsates.
Eva. Eva. Oh. Eva. Eva. Eva.
The screen bleaches out. In the bright light of morning, Wally carries his inert guest onto the top of the container. He turns her to face him, suspended in the air, and taps his knuckles together in deep thought. The green leaf symbol goes on flickering, and time passes. Wally sits jiggling his chains. He looks round and sees a storm brewing up. In torrential rain, he sits next to Eve, holding an umbrella over her head. A bolt of lightning leaves just the bare umbrella frame. He puts up another. He removes the bucket he's placed over Eve's head and prizes open her battery compartment. He levers it open and tries using jump leads. More time passes, and Wally has tied a string of fairy lights around Eve's middle and is leading her like a dog on a lead. He rows her along a waterway in a tire, with a pink parasol protecting her from the sun. He carves out a heart with a laser beam. They stand by a rickety railing surrounded by debris facing the sunset. Wally, tilting his head, edges closer to her, tentatively feeling for her hand that's firmly attached to her side. For a moment, he manages to slip his hand into hers. Then she pulls back her hand and traps his fingers. Desperately, he tries to free himself. Later, Eve has a string of fairy lights wound round her middle as she and Wally face the flickering blank TV screen on the roof of Wally's home. Wally looks at his catatonic friend and heaves a deep sigh. Night turns into day. Wally hitches his bin to his back and sets off for work, glancing sadly up at Eve standing inertly on the roof of his home. The leaf emblem on the left side of her chest is flashing, but nothing else is moving. Wally scoops up some rubbish and pops out a less than perfect waste cube from the huge heaps of debris he needs to process. Lacking his usual verve, he sets the cube into the beginnings of a wall and brings out the Zippo lighter. The ground shakes. The cube falls off the wall. Wally looks up at the sky and his metal eyebrows prick up. He sets off at breakneck speed through the derelict city, his bug hanging on for dear life. As he races along the raised flyover, he can see that the alien spacecraft has landed and the mechanical arm is clamping its claw around Eve. He scurries towards the spacecraft, raising his arms in protest. The mechanical arm swings towards the craft with Eve in its clutches. As she is swallowed up by the spacecraft, Wally fearlessly races down a metal ramp and then back up again, instructing the bug to stay right there. He sets off again towards the spacecraft. On board, mechanical pliers clamp round Eve and put her back in her slot next to other identical extraterrestrial vegetation evaluators. Wally is climbing a safety ladder on the outside of the craft as it prepares to blast off. He clings on with all his might as the huge craft thunders up into the sky. On Earth, the bug watches anxiously as his friend disappears from view. With its plucky stowaway hanging on tight, the space vessel with its whale-like nose plows through the atmosphere, crashing through layers of space debris and floating off into space. Two dead satellites and a tiny Sputnik detach themselves from the spacecraft, and Wally looks about him in amazement, gazing towards the Milky Way in one direction, and then back towards the Earth, half of it shrouded in darkness. For a moment, he forgets to hang on and almost floats off. He looks in through a window and spots Eve with her green leaf emblem flashing. He points to the Milky Way and the spacecraft sails on through the darkness of outer space, passing space stations, an American flag, and a pop-up holoscreen property board for BNL. It sails on past the hot, steaming sun, and Wally opens up his box middle to catch some of the rays. Later, they float past the rings of Saturn. Hanging on with one hand, Wally lets a swirl of moisture run through his fingers, and two nebulae are reflected in his binocular eyes. The vessel sails on past suns, moons, and stars, and suddenly, Wally sees a huge purple-lined cloud loom up ahead of him. Tucked behind the cloud, like a fish lurking behind a rock on the seabed, a huge spaceship comes into view. Silent, unmoving, and with an air of menace. The spacecraft carrying Wally is like a minnow next to a massive outboard motor-shaped ship bearing the name Axiom. The craft heads straight for the bows of Axiom, turning sideways as it completes its approach. A huge hatch opens onto a landing bay, and two space hoppers fly out. The space vessel slides into the BNL landing bay towards two powerful clamps. As they make contact with the vessel, the doors of the bay slam shut. Wally, boxing himself up, bounces onto a gantry. Three mechanical arms emerge from their slots, a hatch in the floor opens, and a tray of what look like upturned flower pots pop up. More robotic arms appear. Plugs are placed in sockets. Suckers and claws attach themselves to the wall of the spacecraft. Wally, watching from the gantry, spins round as a row of Eve clones whiz in. Some pliers drop down. Eve is whisked to the work zone. A panel opens, and Mo, a microbe obliterator cleaning bot, pops up. Like a pepper pot in a square helmet with two yellow lights in its front panel and a roller-like cleaner, Mo leads a motley procession of robots. Mo stands before Eve and takes a reading. It shows 16% foreign contaminant. Mo whizzes round her. The other bots move in like a car wash service to give her a good clean. Another Eve clone is put into its scanning position. Wally stands in front of the next Eve clone and lets the mechanical pliers carry him off to be scanned. His foreign contaminant radar falls off the scale. Mo rollers Wally's square backside and falls on his face in a trail of Wally's muck and dust. Two steward kiosks light up and a tiny orange-topped gopher whizzes out. Mo wipes up the mess. Wally deposits more dirt. Wally taps Mo with his dirty tire. The orange gopher bot arrives with the two stewards. The gopher moves along the lineup of Eve clones, scanning them. He scans Wally without realizing, then Wally hides so he gets through. Eve's leaf emblem sets off the alarms. A green laser-powered cart shoots out of its parking spot. Two steward bots zoom over with the orange gopher that jumps onto the cart. Wally gasps in dismay as Eve is wheeled away. He chases after the cart into an elevator, leaving a trail of dirt behind him. Mo, following with his wash crew, spots the dirt. The red light panel appears on his head. He looks down at the dirt, narrowing his yellow eyes. He hops across the green laser line, shakes himself about, and squares his shoulders. His red light shines as he gets to work, wiping up the dirt. Inside the elevator, Eve's lying on the cart, held down by blue laser straps. The elevator door opens onto the slip road of a covered four-lane highway full of fast-moving traffic. The stewards drag Eve away. Wally tries to step into the carriageway, but is clipped by a passing vehicle. Avoiding the pilot, he boxes himself in and whizzes into a middle lane, popping his head every now and then to look for Eve. He sets off after her and comes across a fat person riding in a hover chair.
I have it all morning, so let's move her over to the driving range and hit a few virtual balls into space.
Nah, we did that yesterday. I don't want to do that.
Well, then what do you want to do?
I don't know. Something.
Wally arrives in a huge space full of fat people in red jumpsuits riding hover chairs.
Make a place, grief.
Look, I'm tired of so it.
If you can't fool the straw,
they're all talking into hovering holoscreens as they whiz around a mall. A fat woman orders a drink. It flies into her hand.
Hot. Over here.
A big sign reads, "Welcome to Economy. Now leaving. Buy, eat, play, come again soon."
Hello?
Wally sees the letters B&L on the roof of the shopping mall.
By and large, everything you need to be happy. Your day is very important to us.
A fatty passes Wally.
Hey, drink the punch. Here, take the cup.
The slob falls out of his chair. Wally takes the cup.
Please remain stationary. A service bot will be here to assist you momentarily.
Stuart! Hello?
Please remain stationary. A service bot will be here to assist you momentarily.
Wally levers the slob off the floor, dropping him onto a passing hover chair.
John?
Eva?
No. John.
Wally spots Eve.
Eva!
Hi, Wally.
Wally jumps onto a fast-moving transporter, two seats along from Eve, whizzing past wall-to-wall colorful food ads.
A is for Axiom, your home sweet home. B is for By and Large, your very best friend.
Time for lunch.
fat people slurp up their liquid lunches.
Feel beautiful.
It's the new year.
Oh, stunning. Great.
I know, honey. Men.
Attention, Axiom shoppers. Try blue.
People in red press a button and their playsuits turn blue. Wally looks across at Eve, who stays the same. He tries to creep behind the next door seat to get to her.
Started on the date. Every holiday I have been on has been a virtual visit.
The chatty woman's seat rolls backwards.
One who wasn't so superficial.
Wally tries to get her attention.
Well, I know because I've...
As he jerks her backrest, her screen disappears. Her playsuit turns red. Her eyes brighten and she leans forward.
Huh?
Wally.
Mary?
Eva.
Mary slides her seat back to let him pass. Their transporter brings them to a huge swimming pool complex under a glass dome where hundreds of fatties are basking in the sun. A parasol rises. The monorail transporter arrives and its passengers float off on their hover chairs. Mary, the last to leave, looks about her in amazement.
I didn't know we had a pool!
Gopher drives the cart carrying Eve and Wally towards a security bot that keys in their details. Gopher bleeps. The security bot makes a keystroke and a door opens. As the cart glides towards the lift door, the bot notices Wally. Wally waves at him. The bot waves back and the lift door shuts. The bot practices its new wave. The lift whizzes up a tall tower. At the top, it flies towards a six-pronged ship's wheel-like autopilot. The autopilot hovers above Eve, who is still strapped on the cart, and scans her with a red beam, picking up on the blinking green leaf signal. A113 flashes across the autopilot's red sensor. It bleeps at the gopher and a trap door opens up under Wally. The autopilot follows him through the hole to the next level.
Captain, you are needed on the bridge.
A fat man in a tight-fitting captain's romper suit lies on his back asleep. At his feet, Wally's head peers cautiously out of his box and looks round the circular cabin. A hollow screen shows portraits of previous captains of the Axiom, and each one fatter than the last. The current captain tries to silence the alarm, but he bangs Wally's box instead. Wally's shoved out of the way by three morning hots.
Morning.
He tries giving the captain a manicure, while the others attend to his face and hair.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. I know, honey, I know. I am good. You look gorgeous.
The captain, washed and dressed, but still half asleep in his hover chair, trundles backwards along a white laser line, shoving Wally towards a lift. They arrive on the bridge, and the captain claps his chubby hands. A coffee is poured. The captain glides to the main console.
Sir.
Coffee.
He presses a button, and his chair seat pushes him into an upright position in line with the coffee cup.
Sir Daniel.
Protocol, Otto. First things first. Computer, status report.
He's whizzed across the bridge.
Mechanical systems?
Unchanged.
Reactor core temperature?
Unchanged.
Passenger count?
Unchanged.
Regenerative food buffet?
Unchanged.
Wally looks mournfully across at Eve on the cart.
Atmospheric conditions? Unchanged. County service volume?
Unchanged.
Okay, Otto.
Sir, the annual reconnaissance.
12:30? Otto, why don't you wake me for morning announcements?
The captain whizzes to another console.
Honestly, it's the one thing I get to do on this ship.
He turns a dial back to breakfast time. Umbrellas by the pool are furled. Transporters stop and his chubby face appears on hollow screens everywhere.
Well, good morning, everybody. And welcome to day 255,642 aboard the Axiom. As always, weather's a balmy 72 degrees and sunny. And, I see the ship's log is showing that today is our 700th anniversary of our five-year cruise. Well, I'm sure our forefathers would be proud to know that 700 years later we'd be... doing the exact same thing they were doing. So, be sure next mealtime to ask for your free septuagenarian cupcake in a cup. Wow, look at that. Also today we have a... Hey, Otto, what's that flashing button?
Captain, Roblin has returned positive.
Positive?
Eva's reactivated. She sits up and salutes the nervous-looking captain. Wally glides out of the shadows towards her.
Eva.
But no probes ever come back positive before.
The captain presses a red button on his console and then the flashing green leaf symbol. The wall panels of the bridge darken and a hollow screen appears behind him with the BNL logo.
Greetings and congratulations, Captain. If you are seeing this, that means your extraterrestrial vegetation evaluator, or Eve probe, has returned from Earth with a confirmed specimen of ongoing photosynthesis. That's right. It means it's time to go back home.
Home? We're going back?
Now that Earth has been restored to a life-sustaining status, by golly, we can begin Operation Recolonize!
Wally, skulking in the shadows, collides with a hardback manual. The captain takes it from him and blows the dust off it.
Simply follow this manual's instructions to place the plant in your ship's holodetector, and the Axiom will immediately navigate your return to Earth. It's that easy!
Yeah.
Now, due to the effects of microgravity, you and your passengers may have suffered some slight bone loss. But I'm sure a few laps around the ship's jogging track will get you back in shape in no time.
We have a jogging track?
If you have any further questions, just consult your operation manual. See you back home real soon.
The CEO salutes, leaving the captain staring cross-eyed at the manual.
Operate Manuel. Manuel? Relay instructions. Manuel?
He puts the manual to his ear and shakes it. Autopilot spins up and obligingly opens the front cover of the book.
Wow. Will you look at that?
Wally taps Eve on her shoulder. She raises a dismissive hand and does a double take. She shoves him out of view, frantically gesticulating, but not making herself understood.
Well, let's open her up.
She looks round at the captain.
Step one. Voice command, confirm acquisition.
Confirm acquisition.
Green lights splash on the ceiling. The ship's computer descends and scans the bridge with a blue beam that turns green as it locates Eve. A pair of robotic arms are clamped to her. A third arm extends towards the captain.
Voice authorization required.
Accepted.
A small probe scans Eve's chest. Another produces a tray. The captain tries to hide behind the manual he's holding, and Wally stays in the shadows. Eve's chest cavity opens, but her storage compartment is empty.
Where's the thingy?
Plant,
right. Where is it? Maybe we missed a step. Should we maybe change the
tape? Plant!
Okay.
Wally!
Oh. Eve desperately searches Wally's body box.
Plant!
Why don't you scan her to be sure?
The autopilot scans Eve's body.
Contains no specimen. Probe's memory is faulty.
So then, we're not going to Earth.
Negative.
I guess things go back to normal, huh?
Correct, Captain.
Well, false alarm.
False alarm.
The ship's computer vanishes.
Probe must be defective. Gopher, send her to the repair ward. And have them run diagnostics on her. Make sure she's not melting.
The captain spots Wally. Wally glides up to him and shakes the captain's hand.
Wally.
Leaving a few grains of soil in his chubby palm.
Have Wally cleaned.
As Eve and Wally leave the bridge, the security bot waves at them.
Analyze.
The captain drops the particles onto a glowing disc.
Analysis. Foreign contaminant. Substance is a three-phase system composed of various combinations of naturally derived solids. Subject is most commonly referred to as soil, dirt, or earth.
Earth? Define earth.
Images from Earth pop up on the captain's virtual screen.
Earth, The surface of the world as distinct from the sky or sea.
Wow. Define sea.
Sea, an expanse of salt water that covers most of the Earth's surface and surrounds.
The Axiom spaceship plows through the darkness like a massive ocean liner on a dark sea. In one corner of the vessel, in a highly polished corridor, Mo is busily sweeping up the trail of dirt left by Wally.
Sorry to terminate.
He crosses a busy highway. He doesn't see Eve and Wally being transported in the direction of the repair ward. A portal opens in dazzling light, and two robotic arms prepare to wire up the new inmates. Wires and clamps are attached to Eve. Wally looks on in terror, and as the arms try to scan him, he boxes himself in and escapes their clutches. Only to be cornered by a beautician bot.
Just a trance. You look gorgeous.
He's given false eyelashes and rouge, and an orderly bot carries him across the ward to an empty bay. Bots on either side of him are wheezing and spluttering. Across the ward, one bangs his head with a tray. Another plays tennis with himself. Another is a golfer bot. Wally sees an out-of-control bot hitting a fellow inmate, and the two orderly bots putting him into a straitjacket. He sees Eve being whizzed to a closed-off area at the far end of the ward. She and a parasol bot are being given a thorough checkup. Eve raises her arms for inspection, and through the thin partition wall, Wally thinks her gun arm is being pulled off. One of the probes tickles Eve, another tests the strength of the parasol. Wally thinks Eve's in pain. The gap between her head and body is checked out, but to Wally, it looks as if her head is being removed. Zapping the control panel by his bay, he somersaults out of the bay and bursts through to where Eve is being checked out. He grabs Eve's gun arm from the robotic probe. He fires the gun backwards, and the blast hurtles down the length of the ward like an Exocet missile towards the far wall. Everyone looks accusingly at Wally. His head sinks into his box. As the orderly bots power down, so do the control panels, and the reject bots are suddenly floating free in their bays. They all jump down and bound towards Wally, carrying him on their shoulders like a hero. Eve races after them. Alarm buttons flash. Steward bots glide out of their kiosks, following a red laser route. The escapees round a corner like a team of competitive cyclists, and Wally somersaults to the floor, blocking their way as a cordon of steward bots.
Oh my.
Halt!
Wally, clutching the laser gun, sinks into his box, his jaw chattering. One bot pushes him closer to the cordon. Eve arrives. A secret camera posts their picture around the ship.
Caution, rogue robots. Caution, rogue robots. Caution. Rogue robots.
Ah! Wally!
As the stewards go to zap them, Eve flies off with Wally. The rest of the bots follow.
Oh.
Eve and Wally arrive in a central plaza.
Caution. Rogue robots.
Wally!
She flies off like an angry bumblebee.
Clear.
The other bots are right behind, and behind them, three stewards who don't notice Eve hiding in a supply pod. She looks through a window and sees some space shuttle bays. She grabs Wally and they go down in a lift.
Caution. Rogue robots.
Wally points. Eve zaps the wanted holo poster. Wally sheepishly sinks into his box. Eve floats into a loading bay and through to a control room. She keys in some data. Watching her in awe, Wally concentrates on her hand and then clasps his own hands together. The consoles fire up and a portal opens. Eve motions to Wally to go into a space shuttle.
Earth.
She points to Earth on a screen.
Oh.
Wally glides into the brightly lit space shuttle and peers out of the window. He settles himself on a sofa and pats the place next to him. Eve shakes her head.
Directive.
Wally jumps off the sofa and scuttles out of the shuttle. He swings round to face Eve and defiantly boxes himself in. She puts him back. He follows her out.
Wally.
She looks up in alarm. Powering down the system, she and Wally hide. Orange-headed Gopher comes in and turns on a few lights. He whizzes past them into the shuttle and from his storage compartment brings out the plant and the boot.
Plant!
Gopher programs the shuttle and whizzes out.
Wally!
Wally is in the shuttle holding the plant.
Eva!
Wally!
Gopher shuts the portal. The shuttle blasts into space. Gopher leaves the loading bay without spotting Eve. She peers through the portal, then dives into a service elevator. And shoots out into space after Wally.
You are now free to move about the cabin.
Oh. Wally gets up off the floor of the shuttle, staggers to the control panel, and tries to pull on the lever.
20 seconds to self-destruct.
He jabs at a button. A parachute pops out of the shuttle, followed by distress flares and a landing dinghy. The shuttle spins upside down.
10 seconds to self-destruct. 10.
Wally spots the door handle.
8.
He grabs a fire extinguisher and tugs and hammers at the handle.
5. 4. 3. 2.
Whizzing towards him, Eve stops as the shuttle self-destructs in a blaze of yellow flame. She zooms towards it. Wally comes past her on a jet of foam.
Wally!
He floats weightlessly, then propels himself backwards with another burst of extinguisher spray.
Wally!
The two of them pass each other, their vapor trails entwining. Wally, playing with the extinguisher, aims a big puff of foam at Eve.
Wally.
He opens his front loader.
Eva.
He has the plant. A message in her visor reads, "Delivered to Axiom Superior."
Wally.
She ingests the plant with her force field and wraps her arms around him, spinning him through space. He rests his head on the gap between her head and body. She touches his head with her head, causing a spark. Wally falls away, spinning round in a state of weightless joy.
Wally!
He gets back his balance and pulls on the extinguisher hose, spinning round like a Catherine wheel and whizzing off across the darkness, making patterns with the spray. Eve follows him with her blue beam behind her, and the two of them draw circles of light across the sky. They sail through the starry blackness, weaving in and out of the Axiom's jet streams. On a covered bridge, Mary is looking out of a big window.
Oh, so many stars.
She spots Eve and Wally flying by.
Oh. Oh. Hey! Hey, that's what's his name?
Hey, what the?
Look! Huh? Look! Look at that!
What? Hey, I know that guy. It's, Wally. That's it. Hey, Wally.
Wally.
Hey, it's your buddy John. Hey.
John accidentally touches Mary's hand, and their eyes meet.
Hi.
Hi.
Wally and Eve spin round each other like fizzing fireworks. On the bridge, Otto is in charge as the captain learns more about Earth.
Define hoedown.
Hoedown. A social gathering at which lively dancing would take place.
Otto, Earth is amazing! These are called farms. Humans will put seeds in the ground, pour water on them, and they grow food like pizza.
Good night, Captain.
Otto turns off the lights and the captain wheels himself towards his sleep position.
Psst, computer. Define dancing.
Dancing. A series of movements involving two partners where speed and rhythm match harmoniously with music.
Running out of foam, Wally jettisons the extinguisher and Eve catches him in her arms. She dives for the landing bay of the Axiom and the door shuts behind them. leaving one little robot locked out for the night.
The Lido deck is now closing. The Lido deck is now closing.
The Lido is almost empty except for John and Mary, who are splashing about in the pool.
Make me.
I didn't know we had a pool.
No splashing, no diving. No squirting.
John splashes the lifeguard bot, making it fuse. Nearby, Eve and Wally peer around a screen door and zoom into the Lido laundry store. Eve, peeping out between a stack of towels, sees two stewards patrolling the area. Wally, standing behind her, is looking at her hand again. She sees a truck collecting rubbish from a long waste chute. The message to report to Axiom Superior bleeps in her visor. Wally holds up his hand, but Eve switches off his tape. She plops three folded hand towels on his head and instructs him to stay where he is.
Directive.
She whizzes past the two stewards and dives into the bottom of the waste chute. The Axiom spaceship nears the Earth.
Prepare for landing.
It's a model spaceship.
We're here, everybody! Yay, Captain! Captain, we're home! It's so beautiful! No, it's nothing. I was pleased to do this. It's all about you people. It's not about me.
Eve bursts out of the chute with the plant. The captain drops his toy globe in surprise.
Oh. How did you find it?
She hands him the plant in the old boot, and he goes cross-eyed.
We can go back home! For the first time! Oh, what's it like now? No. Don't tell me. I want to see for myself.
He attaches a device to Eve's head that projects her recorded memories, showing the waste mounds, the dried-out valley, and derelict city.
Wait, that doesn't look like Earth. Where's the blue sky?
He looks around at his screen of happy Earth images.
Where's the grass?
Wally pops up on the memory screen with the light bulb, and then Hello Dolly on the TV.
I know that song. They're, dancing. Yes, dancing.
His stubby toes wiggle, but the plant is wilting.
You made it somehow, little guy. You didn't give up, did you?
A leaf falls off.
Come on. Hey. Wait a minute.
Eve is watching Cornelius and Mrs. Malloy with rapt attention. And as she sees them holding hands, she tries to clasp her own hands, just like Wally. She sees Wally holding up the plant in the boot and the message activating security camera when she powered down. She sees him getting wet and his umbrella breaking. And then boxing himself in. She looks at her clasped hands and down in the laundry room, Wally's hands are also clasped. The hand towel still on his head, he swivels and peeps round the towel rack. He scoots across the vast chamber, undetected by the two stewards, and peers into the waste chute.
Eva!
The towels go flying. He shuts the flap to the chute, jumps inside and starts to haul himself upwards. A glass-fronted travelator glides to a stop and Mo gets out. He stops in his tracks.
Sorry to terminate.
His eyes narrow as he spies more of Wally's dirt. On the bridge, the captain gives the plant some water.
There you go, little guy. You came a long way for a drink of water. Just need someone to look after you, that's all.
He goes cross-eyed, then contemplates his reflection. The plant in his hand, and the globe where it fell. Portraits of past captains line the wall behind him.
We have to go back.
Otto, come down here.
Aye, aye, sir.
Eve's confronted by Otto.
Otto, he found the plant. Fire up the holodetector.
Not necessary, Captain. You may give it to me.
You know what? I should do it myself.
Captain. Sir, I insist you give me the plan.
Otto, get out of my way.
We cannot go home.
What are you talking about? Why not?
That is classified. Captain, give me the plan.
What do you mean classified? You don't keep a secret from the captain.
Give me the plan.
Tell me what's classified.
The plan.
Tell me, Otto. That's an order.
The captain gives him a look, and Otto shoots off.
Aye, aye, sir.
A screen with the words top secret for autopilot eye only drops down with the BNL CEO looking disheveled and shifty.
Just cut it off, will you? Hey there, autopilots. Got some bad news. Operation cleanup has, failed. Wouldn't you know, rising toxicity levels have made life unsustainable on Earth.
Unsustainable? What?
Darn it all, we're going to have to cancel Operation Recolonize. So, just stay the course. Rather than try and fix this problem, it'll just be easier for everyone to remain in space.
Easier?
Mr. President.
Sir,
time to go.
Okay, I'm giving override directive A113. Go to full autopilot. Take control of everything. And do not return to Earth. Repeat, do not return to Earth. Let's get the heck out of here.
He slips on a gas mask as he leaves the podium. Otto confronts the captain.
No. The plan.
No. Wait a minute. Computer, when was that message sent out to the Axiom?
Message received in the year 2110.
That's nearly 700 years ago. Otto, things have changed. We've got to go back.
Sir, orders are, do not return to Earth.
But life is sustainable now. Look at this plant! Green and growing! It's living proof he was wrong!
Irrelevant, Captain.
What? It's completely relevant! Out there is our home! Home, Otto! And it's in trouble. I can't just sit here and do nothing! That's all I've ever done! That's all anyone on this blasted ship has ever done! Nothing!
On the Axiom, you will survive.
I don't want to survive! I want to live!
Must follow my directive.
Duh!
The jowly captain looks up at the portraits of his predecessors, and all of them have an autopilot standing just behind them. Sensing Otto standing behind him, he sets his jaw and tugs the peak of his cap in a determined way.
I'm the captain of the Axiom. We are going home today.
Otto lunges at him. Gopher comes onto the bridge.
Gopher?
And grabs the plant from the captain.
This is mutiny! Eve, arrest him!
Eve aims her laser gun. She opens her chest and orders Gopher to give it back.
Eve, you were to put this plant straight in the holo detector.
Gopher tosses the plant into the waste chute. Eve and the captain gape at the black hole as the green plant rises out of the chute like a phoenix.
Eva?
Wally!
Eva!
Wally climbs up.
Wally, the plant!
Wally!
Throw it!
Eve is immobilized by Gopher.
Eva!
Give me the plant.
Wally shuts the plant in his body box, but Otto zaps him with a strong electric current. Wally goes limp and plummets backwards down the chute. Otto deactivates Eve and tosses her down the chute.
All communications are terminated. You are confined to quarters.
No! Mutiny! Mutiny!
In bright blue letters, the word reboot. Eve's visor powers up. A hazy heap of waste and a flare appear on her sights, and a luminous mouse nibbles at a cable on her chest.
Wally!
Caution! Activating Wally. Airlock disposal.
Wally!
She's lying in refuse.
Activating airlock disposal.
A heavy door slams shut, and cubes of waste are jettisoned into space.
Wally!
A huge waste compactor draws up, headlights blazing. It draws a pile of rubbish into its central compartment, like Wally, but on a much bigger scale, and squeezes the contents. The The compactor turns 45 degrees, raises its collecting arm, and disgorges a big cube of rubbish with Eve hanging onto the side. The cube is carried over to a pile of cubes, and Eve spots Wally hanging limply from the neighbouring cube.
Wally!
Caution. Activating airlock disposal. Activating airlock disposal.
The compacted waste cubes pass through the airlock hatch. Eve blasts her way out of the cube.
Wally!
Mo, crashing down onto the rubbish, spots Eve and Wally beyond the airlock doors.
Sorry, contaminant.
As Eve tries to free Wally from his waste cube, Mo careers towards the closing inner airlock doors. He gets wedged in just as more waste cubes are jettisoned through the outer hatch. Eve, hanging onto Wally, fights her way back into the airlock chamber like a fish swimming upstream. She hangs onto little Mo until the outer doors are shut. The three of them look zonked. The waste compactor shines its light on them as Eve looks into Wally's exhausted little face.
Wally.
She cups his head in her hands, and Mo busily twizzles his roller. Gently, she opens up Wally's cassette player, which got the worst of the electric shock, and takes out the burnt-out part. She puts the board down and flies off, shining her blue beam at the mounds of rubbish. Mo is still running his roller over Wally.
All clean, all clean.
Job done, Mo goes into rest mode. Wally extends his hand to him.
Wally. Mo. Mo. Mo.
Eve whizzes up with what she's collected. Three random boards, but none of them are right. She looks about her in frustration. Wally flips open his storage compartment and brings out the plant in the boot. Eve gets the Deliver to Axiom Superior message in her visor. She looks at the plant, shakes her head and tosses the plant away. She holds up her three fingers and thumb. Wally touches her hand with his, but then pushes her hand away. He slowly hobbles across to the plant. He picks it up and holds it up to her again. He produces the Zippo and lights it.
Earth.
He pulls at his binocular eye and waggles his head. Eve picks him up.
Mo.
Mo hangs onto the handle where Wally hangs his bin, and Eve fires her gun. Blasting their way out of the waste disposal hole. In the main concourse, a steward bot is scanning the area for Eve and Wally. It breaks suddenly in front of an erratic traffic line leading to a service locker.
Wrong.
The steward pulls the errant traffic bot into his force field. Nearby, a storage locker bursts open. Eve, carrying Wally and Mo, glares into the steward's camera lens and knocks him into the service unit.
We are currently having...
Caution. Rogue robots.
A bot follows them, whistling Wally's tune. And Wally's tape works.
Sunday clothes, there's lots of world. Get out the brilliant. Oh, that style suits you.
All the rogue bots from the repair ward whiz off after them, including the parasol. The latest image of Eve and Wally is flashed up on screens all over the ship.
Caution. Rogue robots. Caution. Rogue robots.
Not possible.
Rogue robots.
Irritated Auto programs all his steward bots. They pop out of their kiosks, following a red traffic line, passing a glass-fronted nursery of chubby red-clad babies. Two lines of stewards converge, watched by Auto.
Auto! Mutiny! Mutiny! Wheel.
Caution.
Below the bridge, the captain wheels himself to the observation window and peers at the hologram of Eve and Wally.
Rogue robots.
The plant!
He picks up the manual.
We'll see who's powerless now.
He slides under a desk and unplugs a cable.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on? Hey, This is the captain. I am locked in my room.
Eve, Wally,
bring the plant to the Lido deck. I'll have activated the holo detector. Now hurry! Otto's probably gonna cut me off!
Oh.
Eve and the rogues find a cordon of stewards blocking their path. Eve zaps one. All the other rogues have a go.
Clear.
Wally powers up a bot who dive bombs the stewards. The captain sends a hologram up to Otto.
Look what I got, Otto!
Not possible.
That's right! The plant! Oh, you want it? Come and get it, Blinky.
The captain dismantles the holoscreen. Otto slides into the captain's quarters.
Captain?
Captain lunges at Otto. Otto shoots back through the scene, but the captain is too fat to get through the hole.
Too heavy for you?
He gets a plumb in his eye and is swung around the bridge.
You're not getting away from me, one eye!
Tiny Gopher, striking a warlike pose, tries to join in, but the captain kicks him through the window and he plummets to the sunbathing deck. In the corridor, the stewards are a jumble of spare parts, thanks to the boxing bot who finishes the last one off. Eve, Wally and the rest whiz off. The captain, held in an arm lock by Otto, reaches for a button on the console. Bright light fills the Lido. Green lights start to flash. A cover slides across the pool. Everyone's fitted with an inflatable space helmet. The hover chairs bring everyone to the central Lido complex. Fatties in red and fatties in blue, all wearing inflatable space helmets. Hundreds of obese people who have lost the ability to walk are brought to the central area.
Remain calm. Remain calm.
A glowing blue and green holo detector rises up from the floor. The captain, being violently swung about by Otto, appears in a hologram.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're having a slight malfunction with the autopilot. Please remain calm.
Eve, Wally and Moe zoom in, and Eve makes straight for the holo detector. Otto tosses the captain onto the floor of the bridge. Eve is deflected from her course and Wally drops the plant. The Axiom starts to tilt and the chubbies slide out of their space helmets and hover chairs. Eve puts Wally down and tries to spot the plant, which is somewhere in the human landslide. The rogue bots arrive on the scene and they start to slide. The floor is awash with roly-poly sliding past their chairs, all landing in a heap. A chubby chap tries to hang onto another chap's straw. He loses his grip but is caught by a very strong girl. John and Mary are sliding together. Mary sees a gaggle of babies heading towards them.
John, get ready to have some kids!
The babies slide into their outstretched arms and they land with a bump near to Eve, who is still searching for the plant. The two-carriage travelator falls off its monorail and starts to roll towards the people, flattening the hover chairs in its path. Eve clamps her hands onto the two carriages and brings them to a halt just feet away from the jumble of people. Otto presses a button and the green plant detector starts to sink back into the floor. Wally tries to push it back up. Otto presses the holo detector button again.
No.
Plant detector is sinking even more. Flexing his arm muscles like a weightlifter, Wally raises it up. On the bridge, the captain, lying on his huge stomach, gasps as he sees Otto press the button again.
No!
Wally is brought to his knees. The captain raises himself up on his arms, and then on his legs. Unsteadily, his chubby pink legs stagger towards Otto. The crowd below gasps as he confronts the ship's wheel.
Otto!
While the captain and Otto fight it out, Wally has almost sunk below the ground.
Relieved of duty.
The captain presses the manual button on the autopilot. The Axiom tilts back to normal and everyone slides into the middle. Eve flies to Wally's side. Mo scurries among the people who are suddenly finding their feet and spots something in his visor.
Foreign contaminant.
He holds the boot and plant above his head. A vacuum bot blows it over the top of the people's heads. One guy catches it and passes it on. The umbrella bolts it to Eve and salutes.
Plant origin verified.
The plant detector rises and a squashed Wally falls out.
Course set for Earth. 10 seconds to hyperjump. 9, 8.
Wally!
Bots and chubbies hang their heads.
Four, three, two, one, zero.
The Axiom jumps through space with the captain grinning like a madman at the wheel. The vibration throws everyone to the floor. On Earth, Wally's bug twitches and a fuzzy red dot appears by its side. A huge shadow passes overhead, and a necklace of red dots swoop across the ground with the bug right behind. The Axiom slowly descends towards the abandoned derelict buildings. The huge spacecraft embeds its long spike into the ground, and as the body of the craft sinks down, it demolishes every structure in its path in a huge tsunami of dust and masonry. Doors open in the belly of the craft. The captain, carrying the plant and boot, shields his eyes from the bright sunshine as he and his passengers prepare to disembark. Eve whizzes past them, holding silent, crumpled Wally in her arms. The bug scuttles up her back and jumps onto his friend's mangled box.
Wally!
Eve flies off. The rogue bots set off after. The captain removes his peak cap as a mark of respect. Eve zooms into Wally's home, plonks him down and busily searches the packed racks till she finds some jacks to raise up Wally's wheels. Like a bee hunting for honey, she finds tools and widgets and a new pair of eyes. She blasts a hole through the ceiling just as the rogue bots arrive. Wally stands mended but motionless. Eve's blue eyes watch him intently as she wheels him back to life. The bug's antenna twitch as Wally's cassette player starts to charge up. Wally's head rises from his box facing Eve. The bug bounces up and down happily, but Wally doesn't appear to notice.
Wally.
Eve holds up her hand. Wally stares at it blankly, swivels 90 degrees and glides towards the door. Eve stops him and turns him round to face her.
Eve!
He stares at her without a spark of recognition.
Ooh.
She shows him his Rubik's Cube and the light bulb and puts them in his hands.
Wally?
He looks at them indifferently and then turns to consider the racks full of his collected stuff.
Ooh.
Eve shows him Hello Dolly. He makes a waste cube out of some of his things and rides out of the container.
Wally?
He runs up the bug with his caterpillar tracks. Even the little insect looked distraught. Eve follows him outside and turns him to face her, switching on his tape machine. He stares back at her with a look of faint annoyance.
Wally! Wally!
She shakes him and tilts his head towards her, but there's not a flicker of response. She lets go and his head tilts down. All around her there is stillness, Eve's blue moon eyes become half moons, and she slowly slips a hand into Wally's hand. She brings her head close to his and gazes into his still little face. Cupping his chin with her other hand, she touches his head with her face, producing a faint blue spark. She turns to go, but her hand is stuck. Eve looks into his eyes, but there's still no expression. She looks down at her hand and sees Wally's fingers move. The shutters inside his eyes start to click, and his fingers close round her fingers. The two sides of his binocular head adjust themselves, and he raises his eyes towards her.
Eve? Wally?
He sees their clasped hands and springs back in surprise.
Eva!
On the TV, Cornelius steps up to Mrs. Malloy. Outside, Wally and Eve gaze at each other with the bug as their witness. The robots withdraw, and the captain plants the green shoot.
This is called farming. You kids are going to grow all kinds of plants. Vegetable plants, pizza plants. It's good to be home.
Wally and Eve stand hand in hand at the door of the waste container with their friends gathered round them. Fresh green shoots sprout out of the ground across the whole of planet Earth.
This audio description was written by Veronica Hicks and read by Michael Woodford for IMS. A cave drawing shows the landing of the Axiom. A row of chubby people shuffle out in single file. Directed by Andrew Stanton, produced by Jim Morris, and co-produced by Lindsay Collins. The captain supervises a baby planting the chute in a boot. Wally lights a fire. Executive producer John Lasseter, associate producer Thomas Porter. The captain commands Eve to dig a deep hole in the ground till she reaches water, and then to build a well on top. A hole borer makes a row of holes in the ground. A sower scuttles behind it, sowing seeds in its wake. Wheat stems shoot up at once. Original score composed and conducted by Thomas Newman. Original story by Andrew Stanton and Pete Docker. Screenplay by Andrew Stanton and Jim Reardon. Production designer Ralph Eggleston. Film editor Stephen Schaffer. In a mosaic sea, yellow ceramic fish swim by, followed by a family of turtles.
We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains. We got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds sing in the trees. And the land will be looked after. We'll send the seeds out in the breeze.
Supervising Technical Director Nigel Hardwise. Supervising Animators Alan Barinaro and Stephen Clay Hunter. Directors of Photography, Camera Jeremy Lasky. Lighting Daniel Feinberg. Sound and Character Voice Designer Ben Burt. Production Manager Andrea Marin. Character Art Director Jason Diemer. Sets Art Director Anthony Christoph. Shader Art Director Burt Berry. Graphics Art Director Mark Cordell Holmes. Character Supervisor Bill Wise. Set Supervisor David Mounier. Effects Supervisor David McCarthy. Technical Pipeline Supervisor John Warren. Character Modeling Lead Jason Bickerstaff. Character Shading Lead Athena Zanakis. Wally and Eve gaze up at a giant tree whose roots come from the old boot.
We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after. We'll send the seeds out in the breeze.
Voices. Wally was voiced by Ben Burt. Eve, Alyssa Knight. Captain, Jeff Garlin. Shelby Forthright and BNL CEO, Fred Willard. Auto, McIntosh. M.O. Ben Burt, John Ratzenberger, Mary, Kathy Naimo, Ship's Computer, Sigourney Weaver. Additional voices, Laurie Allen, Bob Bergen, John Saigon, Pete Doctor, Paul Iding, Don Fadilov, Jess Harnell, Sherry Lynn, Mickey McGovern, Teddy Newton, Jeff Pigeon, Lorraine Newman, Jan Rabson, Laurie Richardson, Andrew Stanton, Jim Ward, Colette Whittaker, ADR editor Steve Slanitz.
We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains. We got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds sing in the trees. And the lamb will be looked after. We'll send the seeds out in the breeze. We're coming down, coming down to earth. Like babies of birth, coming down to earth.
Animators Carlos Baena, Adam Burke, Louis Clichy, Jonathan Collins, Patrick Delage, Everett Downing Jr., Timothy Hittle, Nancy Cato, Ken Kim, John C.C. Lee, Holger Lyer, Michal Makarevich, Dan Mason, Sarah Mercy Booz, Victor Navone, Kevin O'Hara, Pratt Pulliam, Roger Rose, Bob Scott, Ralph Sutter.
And the lamb will be looked after. We'll send the seeds out.
Raphael Sutter, Rob Duquette Thompson, Ian White, Ron Zorman, Rodrigo Blas, Sean Chaco, Brett Codea, Don Crum, David Devan, Doug Frankel, Guillaume Sabron, Jacinto, Patty Kim, Jaime Landes, Wendell Lee, Austin Madison, Amber Martorelli. Paul Mendoza, Cameron Miyasaki, Daniel Nguyen, Brett Parker, Nicolas Rosario, Brett Schultz, Doug Shepek, Jean-Claude Tran Quang Q, Christophe Verne, Kureha Yaku. In Loving Memory of Justin Wright, 1981-2008. Music recorded and mixed by Tommy Vicari, orchestra recorded by Armin Steiner. Orchestrations by Thomas Passettieri, Jack Redford. Executive music producer, Chris Montan. Music recorded and mixed at Sony Picture Scoring Stage, Newman Scoring Stage, 20th Century Fox Studios, The Village, and Paramount Pictures Scoring Stage. Music, Put On Your Sunday Clothes, and It Only Takes a Moment, written by Jerry Herman, courtesy of 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. La Vie en Rose, written by Louis Guy, Edith Piaf, and Mac David, performed by Louis Armstrong, courtesy of the Verve Music Group. Don't Worry, Be Happy, written and performed by Bobby McFerrin, produced by Linda Goldstein. Courtesy of original artists, Also Sprach Zarathustra, written by Richard Strauss, BNL Jingle, music by Thomas Newman, lyrics by Bill Bernstein. With special thanks to Steve Jobs, Mark Anderson, James Hicks, Anna Nuevo State Reserve, California State Parks, Disney Cruise Lines, California Waste Solutions, San Mateo County Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad, Mobility and Robotic Systems, Jet Propulsion Laboratory. To learn more about the creators of WALL-E, visit www.pixar.com, copyright 2008, Disney Enterprises. This motion picture was created by Pixar Talking Pictures for purposes of copyright law in the UK. WALL-E, the video game from THQ, in stores now on your favorite gaming systems. Distributed by Walt Disney Studios Pictures. Created and produced by Pixar Animation Studios, Emeryville, California. A tiny WALL-E holds hands with Eve.